podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer, CEO of newconstructs.com. Thanks for listening today. Today I'm going to tell you how March Madness is like investing and how investing is not like March Madness. First, let me remind you how to access our research, newconstructs.com. Check out the research section, tons of free reports, tons of education. Type 101 into the search section and see all the lessons that we provide, tutorials, charts, reports, explanations, completely transparent about the work we do because we want you to know how hard it is to go through all these filings, dig through the footnotes, shine a light in all the dark corners, and synthesize all that information for you. So we want to be transparent about it, and we will do so almost to a fault. Sometimes people say we give out too much information, but I've never heard anyone complain about how transparent we are. So investing versus speculating, what's the difference? Someone out there sent me an email and explained to me how investing is different from speculating. David.trainer@newconstructs.com, right? Or how it's the same. Because let me tell you something. Unless you got a crystal ball, you got to read footnotes, you got to do diligence, otherwise it's speculating, right? Let's put it in the terms that the greats put it in. Let's use their definition. So you know this isn't just coming from me, right? John Maynard Keynes pointed out that if you're an investor, investing is an activity of forecasting the yield on assets over the life of the assets. That's how much cash flow the business is going to generate over its cash flow producing life. Ben Graham said, if you are an investor, your decision to buy and sell is based on the underlying economics of the stock you own. Now, on the other side of the coin, Mr. Keynes said, speculation is the activity of forecasting the psychology of the market. Interesting how that fits into the theme of the irrational valuation of certain stocks like Netflix. On a day-to-day basis, there's no limit to the irrationality of the market. But is there a limit to the amount of risk you want to take? Okay, to Ben Graham's definition of a speculator. If you are a speculator, your decision to buy or sell is based on what you believe about the near-term direction of price. Oh, wait, that sounds like the Netflix situation again, right? It's irrationally priced, but guess what? The day-to-day opinion or the near-term direction of price may mean that it's still going up, so I'm not going to care about what the rational, realistic cash flows of this company might be. Because other people don't care either. And as long as that's true, I can keep playing this game. Now, when they're going to become rational, who knows? The point is, you're taking a lot of risk. You're taking a lot of risk. And when you watch commercials from anyone from CNBC to E-Trade, are they teaching you to be investors or speculators? So Hal, tell me, how is investing different from filling out your bracket for March Madness? You're making an educated guess. Do you have all the facts? Have you watched all the tape on all the games and all the teams? Probably not. But you're still going to put some money in it. Still going to bet 20, 10, here, there. Maybe just a little bit of pride, enter a pool. Everybody fills out a bracket. Why not? It's fun. That's speculating. Not investing. Investing is the activity of forecasting the yield on assets over the life of the assets. That's the cash yield. And what better way to forecast yield than to know what the historical yield has been? How can you have any sense of what the future profits are going to be if you don't really know the past profits? That's why it's important to read the footnotes, because they meaningfully affect the accounting results. There's not a single accountant, very few accountants will tell you, very few, that accounting results equals cash flow. None of the good ones will tell you that. All the investing greats will tell you the same thing. Got to understand economic earnings. Got to understand cash flows. All right? Why do you think they want you to be speculators? Well, it's a lot easier to fool speculators, number one. So it's easy to fleece you. What else? Speculators' decisions are almost by definition of less depth which means they change more often, which means you trade more. Commissions, they make money on commissions, charge you per trade. They make more money when you trade more. What else can I say? Send me an email at david.trainer@newconstructs.com if you disagree. Tell me where I'm wrong here. So do you want to be an investor or a speculator? So let me tell you how to put this to work. If you're an investor, there's one long-term strategy for making money, one serious strategy. Buy low expectations, sell high expectations. Talked about this a whole lot in one of my recent podcasts, you know, and making sure it's people understood the clear distinction between a good company and a good stock, right? Doesn't matter how good or bad the company is. What matters is how low the expectations and the stock price are. They're two distinct things. You only want to be in stocks when the stock price, forget the company, whatever the company, can be any company, when the stock price valuation makes predictions about future cash flows that are meaningfully different from what the actual cash flows are going to be. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be a forecaster. No, just use a system like mine. A system like mine that highlights the expectations that are extremely high and extremely low. Let me tell you, you'd be surprised. It's easy because it's what they call fat tails in a normal distribution. There's a lot of them in our stock market. Sure, most stocks are fairly valued. Don't mess with those. Don't play with those. I'm not going to try and tweak a forecast here and there or believe that market expectations slightly off. No, I'm going to go to where the market expectations are way off, like a Netflix. 25% compound annual profit growth for almost 30 years. No, thank you. And you log into our system and you read our reports, especially our danger zone reports, and you'll see how many stocks there are with insanely high expectations. Look at our stock pick of the week, and you'll see how many stocks there are with low expectations. And when I say low expectations, I'm talking prices that imply cash flows are going to decline by 10, 20, 30, 40%. When we recommended Western Digital a few years ago, its stock price implied that profits are going to permanently decline by, I think, 40 or 50%. We were like, this is too good to be true. It wasn't. It was true. It was a great investment. So the key takeaway, like when you're using our system, you got to understand there's three things you can think about a stock. These are the only three things you need to think. Either you believe the market expectations are properly predicting future cash flows, or you believe market expectations are too high with respect to future cash flows, or you believe market expectations are too low with respect to future cash flows. If market expectations are too low, the stock is undervalued. If market expectations are too high, the stock is overvalued. If market expectations are about right, it's properly valued. That's what investors are supposed to do. There's no reason for making an investment if you don't have a significantly different perspective about the future cash flows of a company. Now, that's how you make money investing. For my podcast on how to make money speculating, stay tuned. Just kidding. I don't really know how to make money speculating. I don't like to speculate. I don't like to place bets. I don't like to guess when I don't have to. If I'm forced to, of course. Oftentimes in life, we can't avoid it. We make the best guess we can. But you have a choice when it comes to investing. You have a choice. You don't have to be a speculator. And I recommend to investors and to advisors, don't be a speculator. Don't take risks you don't have to take. For $49 a month, you eliminate a huge amount of risk and save yourself enormous amount of time and not having to go through footnotes. Why make an investment without going through the footnotes? Send me an email and explain to me why you should make an investment without analyzing footnotes. I'll be happy to respond. In fact, pose the question on Twitter or on Facebook for everyone to see. Give me an explanation as to why you should make an investment without taking into account the red flags that could be buried in footnotes. At New Constructs is our Twitter handle. Facebook, just search for New Constructs. StockTwits, I think it's newconstructs_dtrainer. Anywhere, look for New Constructs. Tell me why you should invest without taking into account the footnotes. Don't tell me why you should speculate without taking into account the footnotes, because that's what speculating is. All right? All right? So, again, investing, it's the art of understanding what it is, the true risk reward of what it is you are looking to do. understanding historical cash flows, understanding expectations for future cash flows, and how they are different. How the market is predicting future cash flows, and how your opinion is or is not different of that of the market. If you don't have a different opinion from the market, then you shouldn't be investing, long or short.